Now, last Wednesday on the programme, we spoke to James O'Donovan. And James, you might remember, has written a book called How to Save 5,000 This Year and Every Year, in which he tells us that by doing a few sums and shopping around, we can all save ourselves thousands of euro every year.
So I sat down and I was trying to work out, what do we spend our money on and is there ways to do it cheaper? Mm. And it was an experiment 3 years ago, and I started going through our utility bills and insurance bills and groceries, and I was saving 100 here, 200 there, and next thing it was 1,000, 2,000, and it started adding up to thousands.
So he went on to tell us that some of the ways that he saved money was by changing utility providers, shopping around for groceries, using rechargeable batteries. That was a really interesting one. And making his own baby food. I always knew that babies and children were incredibly expensive, but it appears that you can save yourself a fortune by making your own baby food. The only possible downside is that the pre-made baby food has all sorts of added vitamins and minerals, so you might be saving money if you made your own, but do the savings outweigh any nutritional benefits of pre-bought food? Our broadcast coordinator, Sinead Renshaw, has a beautiful baby girl and went through the weaning process with her daughter, Rebecca, a few months ago. Sinead, I know that you wouldn't be the keenest cook around, so what route did you go down? What happened? Tell us all about it.
Well, as you know, Derek, I cannot stand cooking ordinarily. I just think it's the dullest thing in the world. You spend all this time peeling and chopping and putting stuff in a pan and checking every 5 minutes to see is it okay, and then at the end of the day you have 5 minutes eating the meal and then you've got all the washing up to do. Can't stand it. I have always lived my life by the rule of cooking is a case of getting a fork, prodding the plastic, shoving it in the microwave, and that is my definition of cooking.
That's not good, Sinead. It's not good for a girl.
It's not good for anyone.
It's not good for a baby either, by the way. Is that what
exactly.
You do?
It's not, no. When my little girl was 5 months old, for weaning, to get a child from the milk, either the breast milk or the powdered milk, onto solid foods, they recommend that you start that process between 4 and 6 months, because if you do it before 4 months, the child's system isn't well developed enough in order to be able to cope with it. Mm. And if you do it after 6 months, they're too used to the pure milk at that point and they're not interested in trying out new foods and new tastes and what have you. So they reckon the window is between 4 and 6 months old. So when Rebecca was 5 months, I thought, oh gosh, better get started with this stuff now. And I'd been...
But all you do at 4 or 5 months is baby rice.
I didn't know what to do, because, I mean, up until that point, I'd just been giving her, you know, sort of 4 ounces of milk every 6 hours. It was plain and simple. And then all of a sudden you have to get to this stage where you introduce foods and you try and get them to...
She's a first-time mammy.
You've
loads of experience, Brenda. 72 children or whatever it is running around.
Yeah. So... I spoke to my public health nurse and she said, well, start the child off on...
Did you breastfeed or did you give her the powdered milk?
No, I had to give her the powdered milk. I desperately wanted to feed her myself, but I just couldn't.
You couldn't?
Just after she was born, she was in the intensive care unit for a few days. And by the time she came out, my milk had come in and gone out again. I didn't realise it's a really small opportunity you have to do that. Yeah.
What do you mean
and
it comes in and goes out? Somebody come and collect it?
At about day 5 after giving birth... The milk kind of comes fully in. Before that, you've kind of like this pre-milk,
yeah,
which is brilliant for the babies as well, because it's got all these protective nutrients in it. But then at about day 5, you get the full flow, and that's when they start kind of latching on completely properly and getting the milk, and then your whole system and your, you know, the breast milk clicks in.
I thought you could just do it when you wanted to do it.
No.
But anyway, there you go.
No. Well, actually, here, come here, Derek. Sorry.
I started Rebecca and on the weaning process, and I didn't know what to do, so I went into the supermarket. I saw all this stuff labelled first foods and I thought, grand, I'll get this, and started doing it that way. So baby rice, baby mash, baby everything, and the first stuff that I got was the baby mash. It was about €3 for a box that was about 200 grams. You put out a few spoonfuls, bit of boiled water, and made it into a very, very soggy mash, and gave her that, and she didn't seem too happy with it, but that was what it was. And then I realised that one of the supermarkets around that time had a 2 kilo bag of potatoes for 29 cents in the reduced clear. So I thought, well, surely there's no great disadvantage to trying to make my own. And that 2 kilo bag that I bought, I got something like 80-odd servings out of it, as opposed to the 20-odd servings that I got out of the box for €3 for the box and 29 cents for the whole bag of potatoes. I thought, well, I'm absolutely going to save my myself a fortune if I start doing my own. And as I say, I can't stand cooking, but I love trying to save money and I love bargains even more than that. So that was the overriding thing for me. So I decided to start trying to do my own cooking from there on in. But I'd say sort of all the pre-bought stuff has added nutrients, added vitamins, added this, that and the other. And I thought, well, I'm not a great cook. I'm probably not giving her all this additional nutrients. So I decided to check with Ruth Charles, and she's a paediatric dietitian and founder of a company called NutriKids, and they provide child nutrition advice. And I brought her into the radio canteen there last week to show her a chicken, potato and baby leek stew that I had made. And I asked her to compare the nutritional value of that against the closest shop-bought equivalent. Ruth, in that blender I have 60 grams of chicken, which is about one small fillet. I have a carrot, a potato, half of a leek and a spring onion. I cook it for half an hour, put the chicken in with a bit of water on top, put the veggies in, cook it for half an hour, and then I would blend it in the food processor like I've just done. And I think that is certainly, for me, a healthier method of doing things than a pre-bought one. Could you tell me the nutritional value of what's in there?
Well, your own prepared food is fantastic because you can do so much with that. You can add in more chicken, you can add in more potatoes, so it's not a fixed quantity. And for for an older baby, the product that you've just blended, the chicken, the leeks and the vegetables, has your own quantities, if you like, of those particular foods. So you've got a great source of iron from your chicken, you've got your vitamins and minerals from your vegetables, you've got your carbohydrate from your potato, and you can puree that down to an absolute puree, or you can make it lumpy, or you can mash it. You can't really do any of those things with a pre-bought product. Pre-bought products are very tightly controlled in terms of legislation and what needs to be in them. Really, they're for convenience, for travelling, for going on a journey. They can be very, very, very useful because you know they're sterilised, you know they're clean. But with your own pre-prepared food, you can add in that little bit extra. So in terms of, if you look at the side of a jar, it will tell you the ingredients. The meat content might only be about 8%, and the vegetable content is usually quite high, and then the potato content is probably somewhere in the middle. And really, for children 6-7 months on, they do need a good source of easily absorbed iron, which is chicken, beef, pork or lamb. So you can fiddle around with those quantities in your own food, whereas with a pre-prepared product, the ratios are more or less fixed. And you will notice in a lot of pre-prepared products that there's added vitamins and minerals. And that's their selling point. Yeah, the same would be true of, follow-on formulas for hungrier babies. They're marketed on the basis that they have more protein, more iron, more calcium, more vitamin D, which they do, but all of those additions are in supplementary form. So the iron is usually iron sulfide, which is less easily absorbed than the iron that you would get from a piece of chicken or a piece of beef. The same with, if it's added calcium, it'll usually be calcium carbonate, which again takes a little bit more to absorb rather than the calcium that comes from dairy products. So when you see things on boxes, contains iron, contains added vitamin D, and you think, oh, that might be a good idea, just stop and think, because maybe by just buying that piece of meat or using an egg, you'll get extra iron and vitamin D in that way, that you know that's going to be absorbed properly.
Okay, so the combination of chicken, potatoes and vegetables in there is nice and varied and nutritious. The closest shop equivalent that I could find, I won't mention the brand, but it has Mediterranean vegetables, chicken and potato in it, so fairly similar ingredients. Could you tell me something about the nutritional ingredients in that? Does it have anything extra in that you think would be beneficial that my one is maybe lacking?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it's probably a little bit the other way around. With all of these pre-prepared jarred products, they have to be heat treated to keep them sterile, and that process can sometimes affect the taste. So if you taste this which is the tin, the pre-prepared baby product, and you taste your own. There will be quite a taste difference, just in terms of the freshness of the ingredients and how recently that was prepared and so on and so forth. No, in fact, the downside of this product in front of me is that it is 2/3 vegetables and 8% chicken. So, you know, 8 grams out of 100 grams, if you like, is chicken. That's quite a small proportion of meat. And there's added iron sulfate in this product as well, which again is going to just take a little bit more for the body to absorb. Whereas when you're using a good portion of fresh meat, you'll get much more iron from that product.
So the chicken, potato and baby leek stew was no less nutritious for your daughter.
Thank God, absolutely. And you might save an absolute fortune over the year. My child's in creche, so she has less meals at home, but I'm still saving myself 150 quid, 50 quid for food I make myself, 200 quid for the shop-bought food. Save an absolute fortune. All our recipes are on the website, and there's like a whole load of other tips for saving money when you have babies and children as well.
rte.ie/Mooney. Thank you, Sinead.